Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We're in the midst of earnings seasons when corporations report their earnings. The new reports cover the third quarter of the year, a time when corporations had to deal with hurricanes and high energy prices, and people who look at economic trends follow these numbers very closely. Joining us is John Dimsdale from the Marketplace Washington Bureau. John, what are people seeing?
Well, we're seeing just how big a hit the economy took from those hurricanes and storms. Look at Allstate, for example. It reported its biggest ever loss, and it's only the second quarterly loss since it became a company when it separated from Sears in the early 90s. The huge property losses along the Gulf Coast cost Allstate $3 billion, forcing them to cut their profit forecast for the whole year in half.
So, well, one obvious trend here, there are going to be some problems for homeowners' insurance premiums in the very near future.
Absolutely. But not necessarily across the board, I'm told. Premiums will definitely go up for the properties along the Gulf and Atlantic coasts, but they won't be extended inland, which is appropriate since it's these vulnerable waterfront places that take the biggest hit from storms. And there also shouldn't be much impact on car insurance premiums, which is still very profitable for Allstate.
How about airlines, John? They've taken the brunt of fuel price increases caused by the hurricanes.
Yeah, JetBlue's report came out today. Its fuel costs in the past quarter were nearly 60% higher than the same time last year, which means even though it carried 30% more passengers, profits fell by more than half. That's worse than expected, and JetBlue is now predicting losses for the rest of the year because of those fuel costs and some one-time-only operating expenses. But at least JetBlue still posted a profit, and that's pretty rare in the industry. Yesterday, the nation's largest carrier, American Airlines, reported a disappointing loss for the third quarter. American had achieved a profit in the second quarter this year, and that was the first black ink since before the 9/11 attacks, but they just couldn't sustain it. The company lost $150 million in the third quarter.
Anything good in the airlines industry?
Two companies. Continental had a surprisingly good quarter. It's been able to raise its fares and make them stick, which is something that others haven't been able to do, and cut its costs. And then there's Southwest, which reported today its profit almost doubled in the third quarter. Southwest has weathered the fuel price increases very well thanks to hedging. They put money down early, locking in contracts on fuel when it was a lot cheaper. The strategy has paid off for Southwest and continues to be the strongest profit earner in the domestic airline business. Coming up today on Marketplace, we're looking at how the National Basketball Association is fighting its unions and imposing an off-the-court dress code for basketball players.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.